What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Indian Hojabi beats up white girl at a bar and then claims she's for Allah so she doesn't get any punishment from the court system in the UK. So, in the UK, there was this drunk Hojabi. She was at the bar, obviously intoxicated. They wanted to kick her out because she was getting way too drunk. And the bar manager... And the bar manager was a cute little white girl. And she was like, hey, you gotta leave. You're drinking too much. Get an Uber. Get the fuck out of here. We don't want you here anymore. And then the Hojabi proceeded to, like, beat her up. And she got arrested. She got charged. But then she and her lawyer was like, well, she can't serve her sentence because she can't go praise Allah properly. And the judge was like, oh, okay, we're gonna let her off the hook, you know, no harm, no foul, I guess. So this video, guys, is not gonna be about Hojabis as much as it's gonna be about the fact that there's gonna be a big violent movement out there by incels, including femcels. So I'm out here, guys, in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. I'm walking through Old Town. It's a Friday. It's not that bad. It's obviously cloudy, but it's not raining. It's cold, but you know what? It's bearable. So I'm going to the local mosque here in Riga. Friday prayers. You know, hopefully I can find me like a cute Latvian girl. Or an Uzbeki. Those are hot, you know, they're like white meets Asian, you know, those are super hot. So, going back to the point of the video, guys, this video is not going to be so much about the Hojabi in particular. I'm going to link the article below, or you guys can go on Google and search for UK... Muslim girl bar fight. It will pop up. I have it in my Yahoo feed, so I'll link it, God willing, in the description. If I don't, just remind me. So, what's going on, guys? Okay, here's what's going on. Okay, at this point, everybody watching this video knows it's looks. Looks are the number one thing. Okay. A lot of people out there, especially ugly people, they like to believe that there's more than looks. The reality of the matter is, it's all looks. Whether it's for women, whether it's for men. Now, men, look, here's the deal. When it comes to a man, you'll pretty much take anything, really, simply because of the fact that you have high testosterone, okay? So, when it comes to women, because they have lower testosterone than us, they are very, very discerning when it comes to the type of dudes that they get with. There's really no need for a woman to get to the average or sub-average dude simply because she's horny, because they don't have that testosterone where it's like, okay, I'll get with this guy. I don't like him like that, but I'll get with him because, you know, I'm horny. No. Women don't have that. So when it comes to women, guys, it's purely about looks. Us men, we can, you know, compromise a little bit. We're not gonna get serious with her. And that's a problem. See, the problem with this Pooja, a special shout out to Martin Goldberg for the term Pooja, which refers to average and sub-average looking Indian chicks. Now, this Pooja, guys, she's not bad looking. I'm sure 90% of the Indian dudes out there will be more than happy to marry her. But here's the problem. The fact that Yogi Hopes mugs 90% of Indian dudes out there, what does that tell you about Indian dudes? Yeah, for the most part, they're fugly looking, you know? You guys saw that video on MGTOW TV a couple of years ago, where a guy was walking around London asking women if they'd ever date an Indian guy. The white girls were like, yeah, I'll date an Indian guy. And the guy conducting the video, he was like, well, did you ever date an Indian guy? She's like, no. And then when he went to an Indian chick who was also a puja, he was like, hey, would you ever date an Indian dude? And she's like, no. And this is an Indian chick, you know. So what does that say about Indian dudes when your own woman don't want you? So what's happening here, guys, with these pujas and these fem cells is that they want Chad. And in a way, you can't blame them for wanting Chad simply because they want to upgrade their inferior genetics. I mean, look, think about it, you know. Not look, India is a big country, okay? It has over 1 billion people. It has multiple ethnicities, you know. Indians can go from freaking dark Thor Punjabis to like 5'5", like fugly looking people. By the way, guys, there's a lot, I don't want to say a lot, but there's a considerable amount of Indian dudes here, and these are the ugly Indian dudes, they're doing delivery here, you know, they're working for Bolt, delivering freaking food, and I'm going to be talking about those ugly Indian dudes later on. So, what's happening in the case of the pujas is that they want to upgrade their inferior genetics, and quite frankly, they should. So what happens in the case of a puja is that ain't no white guy wants your typical puja, okay? Like these Indian girls who have that Indian phenotype, they're dark skin. Ain't no white guy wants them, okay? Now, let me tell you something, guys, okay? In our Muslim community in South Florida, I don't want to say a lot, but there's a considerable amount of, like, average-looking white dudes embracing Islam to get with light-skinned Indian woman. Look, guys, there are light-skinned Indian women out there that you would think are freaking Colombian or Latin American, right? You know? So, what ends up happening in that case, guys, is that a lot of Indian dudes, they get jealous. Because the Indian dude is like, I'm a doctor, I'm making $250,000 a year, and here's this, you know, 5 out of 10 white dude, you know, working construction, maybe making $30,000-$40,000 a year, and yet he's getting, you know, the hot Indian girls. It's like, yeah, dude, she wants the genetic makeup. She doesn't want your inferior genetics. See, this is what I'm trying to tell white Indian guys out there, okay? If a woman has a choice between you and a white dude, even if the white dude is financially inferior to you, even if he's like a 5 out of 10 by white people's standards, you know, she's gonna choose him over you simply because of the genetics. Like, Euro GA nationalist here on MGTOW TV said a couple of days ago in his video, the whole point of having children is to raise your genetics, is to bring more superior people into the gene pool, not the other way around. So this is why Indian women are desperate to get with white guys. If you guys look down this street, guys, it looks like it's a French street over here, right? If you guys want to take a look down the street, you know, I already gave you a tour of Old Town Riga a couple of days ago, so we're gonna, this is Old Town Riga right here. Now I'm moving away from Centro, I'm going to, you know, the outskirts, because that's where the mosque is. It's like a half an hour walk from here. I'm actually going to make it there early, so I'll linger around, you know, maybe take more video talk, shit like that. There's a McDonald's over there. You guys want to see the menu? Let me give you the menu of McDonald's. If you guys want to take a look at the menu. All right, so you got this over here. I think two meals for €8, which is like what, $8.50, two meals. All right. You guys can obviously, even though the menu is in Latvian, you can definitely tell Happy Meal, shit like that. So hamburger is a €1.20, which is like what, $1.30, you know, that's not bad. Filet of fish, McToast, you know, Big and Tasty. Do we have Big and Tasty back in America? I don't know, man. Happy Meal is like €4. McCrispy is like, large meal is like €7.50. So, yeah, guys, that's just to give you an idea of prices in Latvia for a McDonald's. I don't eat that crap in America. I'm not going to eat it here, but I'm just giving that info to you guys for anybody who cares. So, going back to the point of the video, guys, where I was telling you about Pujas and other fem cells who want to upgrade their genetics. You guys need to understand now that updating the genetics is the single most important thing in 2023 going on to 2024, okay? Nobody wants to have ugly children, okay? Like Incel TV said, there is nothing worse than giving your children inferior genetics and they're poor. You know, if you're poor and you have inferior genetics, it's like, dude, it's GG for you. You're better off really being dead than alive at that point, you know? You guys look at Jeremy Meeks, you know, like Incel TV said, everybody watching Incel TV's video is better than Jeremy Meeks when it comes to like character, okay, and being productive, you know, because Jeremy Meeks is a fucking gangbanger, drug dealer, degenerate, you know, his father is like a freaking murderer and a rapist. So what's the matter with the guard over there? Interesting. Look at them. Look at the guard over there. Look at how they stand. I can't stand like that, you know. Hell no. So, Jeremy Meeks is pretty much billionaire status right now. Why? Looks. Dude, I don't care how poor you are. If you're hot, whether you're a hot woman, you're a hot dude, you're gonna do well in life, okay, guys? But if you are ugly, you're gonna do hard in life unless you use your brain, you know? Like Euro GA Nationalist said, this is the best time in the world for people who know how to optimize their life. Guys, it doesn't matter if you're ugly. If you're ugly, what prohibits a ugly dude from making money on the internet? Really, think about it, you know? The guy who runs Metwali Web Services, he's a 20-year-old kid in Bangladesh. And he's making more money than I am off of Metwali Web Services, because the deal I have with him is that, okay, you will run the infrastructure for me, and then you can have your own side business, you know, on my platform. That way, you know, you can make your living expenses. So he's doing well, guys, you know. So there's a 20-year-old Bangladeshi kid. He's living the good life in Dhaka because he's really good with computers, you know. So all you guys out there who are like, oh man, I live in Bangladesh, I live in Egypt, oh man, there's no future for me, it's over. It's like, look, dude, be good with computers, do shit on the internet, you'll be fine, okay? And here's the thing, you know, yeah, sure, no woman might want you, but you know what? You know, all that money you're making, go on trips with that money you're making. Or better yet, you know, take yourself out to a nice restaurant, dude, you know. And on top of that, you know, you ugly dudes out there, if you have money, first of all, if you have money, you can get yourself a surrogate mother, okay, if you have money. That's number one. Number two, they have the science where they can genetically edit your offspring, okay? So let's say, you know, you're brown, right? You can have a white kid, you know? So you fugly looking dudes out there, you know, there's a reason why you Indian guys are good with computers. There's a reason behind that. That's God's way of telling you guys, hey man, you can't get woman naturally, but you know what? Did these guys get married over there? Is somebody dumb enough to get married? So you Indian dudes out there, yeah, it's over for you looks wise, but because you are good with computers, you can make a shitload of money, get a surrogate mother, and then on top of that, you can do gene editing, and you can have like a decent looking kid, you know? So here's the thing, guys. Us men, we win, okay? We win, women lose. Listen, guys. There's nothing stopping a Pooja from going to a sperm bank and saying, hey, give me the sperm of the hottest white guy you guys have. There's nothing stopping a Pooja from doing that. But here's the thing you guys need to understand. Women need the relationship, okay? Relationships. Women need a relationship for status. They need a relationship for balancing them out, okay? Us men, we really don't need the relationship. You guys take me for example, okay? I don't need a relationship, okay? For me, Amar Metwali, what I can do, guys, okay, is very simple. I can find me like a decent looking white girl, you know, maybe a post-war Ukrainian girl, something like that, come in her pussy, and I got the baby, that's it. I win, you know? As long as you and I, as a dude, can come in the pussy of a hot Stacy, we won, baby. But when it comes to women, on the other hand, guys, it's not that easy as squirting sperm inside of them, you know? They need the relationship. So, what we are seeing nowadays, guys, is that we are seeing a lot of women losing it because they're not gonna get that relationship. Look, guys, when an Indian girl like this Pooja Hojabi looks and she sees that the light-skinned, Latina-looking Indian women are the ones getting the white dudes, why is she not getting a white dude? It's because her looks are subpar. That's it, guys. That's all there is to it, man. You know, same thing with Indian guys. Or even Arabs. I made that video a couple of days ago. By the way, guys, this is the Radisson Blu. I was there a couple of days ago. At Sky Bar, all the way up there. You know, they don't have, they have decent prices when it comes to food and like desserts. Anyway, so when I made that video a couple of days ago at Valhalla, I told you guys, you got two Latvian girls, you know, like a five, they're like chubby cute. And then this Arab cell decides to approach one of them and she like brutally rejects him in the most horrible way possible. And then less than a minute later, Chad Light comes in and she's making out with him. So why did she reject the Arab sale but made out with Chad Light? Listen a minute later. Look, that's all there is to it, guys, okay? If a woman is gonna reject you in 2023, dude, it's purely based off of looks. And look, in the past, we can lie and say, oh yeah, you know, she's still young. Oh well, you know, she's not ready yet. Oh yeah. No, dude. If a girl is gonna reject you, guys, it's based purely off of looks, okay? Even if a woman is not ready for a relationship, she'll still fuck you just because, you know, again, well, the modern female today, guys, they're not looking for relationships. And even if they are in a relationship, they don't care. If you're a hot dude, a woman will fuck you. That's all there is to it, dudes. If she rejects you, it's based purely off of looks, okay? So, the problem, guys, that we are gonna have in the very near future is that we are gonna have a lot of femcels out there becoming violent. Igor Mikhtow, he did a video maybe a day ago, where he's like, femcel mass shooters are on the rise. Why? Because these are women who are toxic. They're probably mentally unwell, borderline personality disorder, shit like that. And now these girls are looking around them and they're like, hey, all my friends are going out, having fun, getting smashed and dashed by Chad and Tyrone, and yet no guy wants to be with me. Okay? So, the problem we're gonna have, guys, is that we are gonna have a lot of ugly people out there committing horrible crimes, okay? Elliot Rodgers, perfect example of that. You know, Elliot Rodgers made videos saying, look at all the beautiful people out there, and yet no girl wants to even look at me. And Elliot Rodgers, he wasn't a bad looking dude. Yeah, sure, he was a hapa. For those of you who don't know, hapas are half white, half Asian. You know, usually hapas don't come looking good. Usually hapas don't look all that good, you know. So, you know, like a Euro GA nationalist said, when it comes to hapas, it's usually not a good mix, you know. Very, very, look, very, very few. One of them is passing by me right now. There he is. That's him. I was gonna say, guys, very, very few half white, half Asian looking dudes turn out to look okay. Like Dean Cain, who played Superman, I think he was like half white and half Japanese. He's good looking, you know, but for the most part, half white, half Asian, they end up looking more like Elliot Rodgers than the guy who played Superman, Dean Cain. So, we're gonna see a lot of ugly people losing it and just going apeshit, you know. We saw, you know, I posted a video on MGTOW TV a couple of months ago. This Indian dude, I think he either got rejected by a girl or he found out she was cheating on him or some dumb shit like that. And he brutally beat her up to the point where he ended up murdering her. In fact, Red Pill Married has been doing several videos from India, where a guy finds out that his wife has been cheating on him, and then he just, you know, hacks her to death, beats her up, you know, shit like that. So what's happening, guys, is that the whole arranged marriage thing, it doesn't work. I know some people in the manosphere are like, you know, bring back arranged marriages. They don't work, dudes. You know, I know several Indian / Pakistani people here who did the whole arranged marriage thing. They brought the woman from Pakistan, from India to America, and the minute the hoe got her paper, she's out like trout, okay? So, arranged marriages do not work, okay? They might work short term, just as long as the girl can get some money out of it, get her bearings straight, but eventually she's gonna cheat on you, and or she's going to flat out leave you. This is what I want every guy watching this video to understand. Oh, also another thing, the guy who just passed us, that was an Indian dude, okay? Like I said, there's another Indian dude right there. A lot of people here who do delivery are Indians, you know? See, the white guys who work for Bolt, they do the taxi thing. Because in Eastern Europe, there's no shame to do taxi, but there is shame to do food delivery here, okay? So when you guys see Indian dudes doing like food delivery here in Latvia, they're effectively slaves. That's like the lowest of the low, you know. And I do food delivery myself back in America, you know. In fact, this trip is funded by freaking DoorDash back in America. But here in Latvia, yeah, doing their version of DoorDash, that's for slaves, okay? And that's why the Indian guys are doing it, because the Indian guys can't do any other jobs here, okay? So what's really sad is that, you know, what's really, really, really sad is that the Indian guys here in Latvia, they're viewed as subhuman, okay? Real talk, guys, I'm keeping it 100% with you. Indian guys are viewed as subhuman here in Latvia, okay? Nobody talks to them, nobody interacts with them, nobody cares for them, nobody hangs out with them. Indian people here in Latvia are literally subhumans. Forget second class citizen. Forget slaves. Indians in Latvia are subhuman, okay? Now, the Latvian people, they're not malicious towards Indians, but they just don't care for them. They just don't see them as humans. And, you know, the Indian guys know that, you know. All the Indian guys I see here in Latvia, they're not happy. And the reason why the Indian people are not happy here in Latvia, it's because they are subhuman, and they know they are subhuman. You guys have to understand, Latvia is a based country. Let me say that one more time. Latvia is a based country. They don't give a flying fuck about your feelings or political correctness, which is why I actually like the country, you know. Yesterday I was talking to this young Latvian dude, and he told me that See, look, all the, I don't know if they're Indian or black, but look at them, fugly, right? Fugly looking people. So what I was telling you guys is that I don't know why, I mean, I honestly don't know why, like, the fucking ugliest Indian people come to Latvia. It's like you come to the most whitest country on the face of the planet and you're like the ugliest Indian dude. It's like, what do you think is gonna happen, bro? Like, really, what do you think is gonna happen, you know? So what was I telling you guys before the ugly Indian guys came around? I was probably talking about ugly Indian guys anyway. So what I wanted to tell you guys is that these ugly Indian guys who come out here, nobody wants to have anything to do with them because the Latvian people are based, okay? So I was talking to this Latvian dude at the pub yesterday. And he was telling me that Latvians need a visa to go to America, but he told me that the visa to America, they can get it like next day because Latvia is a white country. Let me say that one more time. This Latvian dude told me even though they need a visa for America, they can get the visa like next day because Latvia is a white country. And let's keep it 100%, guys. White countries have a hella easier time getting a visa for America than dark-skinned people country. It is what it is, guys. So like I was telling you, dudes, here in Latvia, they're based. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about political correctness. They'll tell you exactly what's going on. And this is why Indian people here in Latvia are viewed as subhumans, because they genuinely look down on Indian people, okay? And unfortunately, a lot of Indian guys out there, they're gonna realize that, hey man, the reason why no girl wants us, the reason why nobody wants to talk with us, is because we are subhuman, you know? And that's when they can become violent. Guys, I foresee a future where there's going to be a lot of violent incels. Whether the incel is a girl or a boy, I foresee a future of very, very violent incels in the very, very near future, okay, guys? So, you guys out there, especially you Indian guys, you know, the reason why I'm so hard on you like this is because I want you Indian guys out there to understand, man, for the most part, people view you as subhuman, okay? In America, people might be nice to you, they might talk to you because they don't want to come off as being rude or mean or racist or hateful. But here in Latvia, yeah, they just don't give a flying F about you, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that if you're an ugly looking dude, get your money right, get surrogacy, and then use gene editing technology to get rid of any of your inferior DNA, okay? Like TFM said, like Limitless Mindset, like UGA Nationalist said on MGTOW TV, not every guy is deserving of love. In fact, throughout history, more people, more guys have not reproduced than reproduced. You know, that's just how it is. The only difference between us nowadays and people back, you know, hundreds of years ago, is that the genetically inferior people, the genetically inferior men, they were used as cannon fodder, okay? These were the guys who were sent off to war Because you guys need to understand, man. Let's keep shit 100 on this channel, okay? The whole point of wars for incels was either rape or die trying to rape. Look, there's a white guy doing food delivery. Yeah, every now and then you're gonna see a white guy doing food delivery, but the vast majority of people here who do food delivery are Indians. So, like I was saying, guys, wars were a great way to get rid of incels. And again, for incels, the vast majority of reasons why incels went to war is so they can either rape or die trying to rape. Today, guys, all these access incels, they're gonna turn violent, okay? That's the problem. These incels we have nowadays, they're gonna become violent, okay? Something needs to happen, okay? Something needs to happen to eliminate the access incel population. Because again, guys, when you're an Arab cell, you're at the nightclub, you go up to some, you know, average looking white girl, she brutally rejects you, and then 1 minute later, Chad Light comes in and she's making out with him. You know, what does that tell you, dude? You know, what happened in that 1 minute where she went from brutally rejecting you to like making out with Chad Light? It was looks. That's it. That's all there is to it, guys. Once fugly looking people, whether it's women or men, once the fugly looking people realize the reason they're getting rejected, the reason they will never ever have what they want, it's because of looks, they're going to become violent. Oh, that's not bad. $4.99 lunch. I should come here. Is this a Thai place? Ooh, Himalaya. You know what? I'll come here after a prayer. So, what I was telling you guys is that you ugly looking guys out there need to understand, man. Get your money right. Surrogacy. Use gene editing technology to eliminate any of your inferior genetics when you have a kid with a surrogate mother, okay, guys? That's gonna be like your future, okay? Now, you guys out there need to understand, okay? Women are gonna have it worse than us, okay? Women are gonna have it worse than us men. And the reason why women are gonna have it worse than us, it's because women need the relationship, okay? A woman just can't shoot up white sperm in her pussy and have a white kid 9 months later and be like, okay, I won. No. Women need I'm just showing you the streets, okay, guys? Women need the relationship, okay? Us men, we can have the kid and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka, we won. All right, guys, so that's my video for you today, guys. The mosque should be around here somewhere. I don't think that's the mosque. I think that's a church in front of us. But we'll find out where it is. Is this a mosque? No, I don't think so. So, yeah, guys, we walked all the way from Old Town Riga all the way out here, guys. So, yeah. This is how real Riga looks like, okay, guys? I'm gonna walk around a little bit more. Like I said, guys, I'm probably early to Friday prayers, so I'm gonna spend like a half an hour going down that way, see what's going on. I'll let you know, guys, if I see anything interesting. I'll do a video if I see anything interesting. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.